Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Irwin, Iowa. I had the game coming up a little bit earlier this week. We had IKEA Manning against Lennox. They pick up a 13-5 victory, so we are back for the semifinals as the winner of this game tonight between IKM Manning and the visitors Fremont Mills will face the winner of Exira Elkhorn, Kimmelton Ottoman, and Bedford for a chance to go to state. So if you're IKM Manning or Fremont Mills tonight, you want to give yourself a chance to head into the next round of the postseason. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate Show, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We'll give you more stats and break down this game as we head back to the Mackey Motors pregame next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Mackey Motors pregame show. You are listening live to the Motor Inn broadcast booth, brought to you by Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. I don't know if there's any prettier ball field that we cover, besides maybe Merchants Park, than out here in Irwin. I tell you what, I love the scenery that you've got the cornfield in the back. You got people that sit on their trucks out in the outfield. Plenty of seating kind of around the area here as well. Should be a very fun game tonight between two teams that have not faced off yet this season here. IKM Manning coming in 17-12 under head coach Andy Sweary, coming out of the Western Iowa Conference. And you've got Fremont Mills, the Knights, coming out 20-3 from the Corner Conference. They are head coached by Kyle Fichter. And, you know, this should be a very good game here tonight as both teams have seen some very good competition. Fremont Mills playing Griswold is very solid competition, and IKM Manning, we talked about this 1,000 times here. Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Auburn ranked number one in 1A. Yeah, Riverside ranked number one in 2A. You've got Logan Magnolia ranked number three in 2A, and you've got Missouri Valley ranked number five in 2A. So you've got about four teams in that conference that they've played about eight games with that are ranked within the top five in their respective class. So it should be a very fun matchup between two very good teams here tonight. We're going to step away. We've got more of the Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on next.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on-trend, affordable fashion at Totally You Boutique in Manning. From juniors and women's styles to plus-size apparel and unique home decor, you'll find something for every style and every occasion. Stop in and see what's new and let Totally You Boutique help you make a lasting impression. Totally You Boutique in Manning, proudly supporting the IKM Manning Wolves. Go Wolves!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The Mackey Motors pregame show is starting lineup rolling through here in just a minute. We'll look at IKM Manning as they'll start out in the field. They will be pitching Keegan Aishai tonight, who comes in her 18th game started this season. She's gone 10-7 in her 17 starts so far with 80 and a third innings pitch. She's given up 75 hits, 57 earned runs while striking out 73 and walking 54 for a 4.97 ERA. When I did their game against Lennox here, you know, she had a really good strikeout look. I think about six or seven strikeouts, but I think somewhere around that same one there for walks as well. So you got to get the walks down if you're Keegan tonight. And I know they've got another pitcher in Cadence Ketchum if they need to go to her tonight, but I think they want to keep her at shortstop. Looking at the infield here, we'll start with catcher in Laura McCarville. Over at first, going to be Cameron Ketchum. It'll be Macy Rasmussen at second, Cadence Ketchum at short, and Anna Stengel at third base. You'll have Annabelle Bloom in the left field position, Carly Arp in center field, and Kaylee Rasmussen in right field. Again, IKEA Manning defeated Lennox 13-5 here this, I believe it was Wednesday, to be able to advance now to this semifinal matchup. For Fremont Mills, they defeated East Union 10-1 in the quarterfinal to make it to here now, and the winner of this one will face off with Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton Audubon, or Bedford. If IKEA Manning or Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton Audubon will make that regional final, we will have that game for you coming up on Monday evening. We've also got Carroll on the schedule here tonight as they play Sergeant Bluff Luton for their opening round baseball matchup. We've also got Xyra Elkhorn, Kimbleton taking on Bedford. You can find that one over on a Kick 106.7. I know Jeff Blankman's going to be texting some stuff here. He's texting me right now about some stuff for their game coming up here very soon. We're going through both teams' starting lineups here as of right now. Gotta look at the pitching matchup with Adeline Billingsley. Going to be pitching out there. The freshman going to step in to pitch for them tonight here. I know they've got two stud pitchers with her and Sage Mitchell, who, if you look at Billingsley, 8-2 in her nine games played, 2.16 ERA, 40 hits, 14 earned runs, striking out 32, and just walking 3. So she is a stud freshman pitcher here for them. They've also got Mitchell, who when I talked to their head coach, you know, he kind of said that they like to go with both of them for some of these games here, but if one of them is rolling, you just kind of let them play. I think that's just, you know, the rule of a softball. We're going to go ahead and step away, though, of your national anthem, and then we'll have first pitch coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKEA Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. in Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Welcome back here from the Mackey Motors tailgate. We're getting things rolling on here in just a minute. It'll be IKM Manning in the field first, and Fremont Mills. The Knights will be batting. They'll lead off with Lana Alley, and then you'll go to Reese Goody and Adeline Billingsley, as they will lead things off here for Fremont Mills. Should be a very good game. Looks like Jeff Blankman's got 0-0 going into the bottom of the first over at Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon, and Nick Brinks. I don't know how to take this text here. He says 0-0 going into the top of the first, so I think that's about self-explanatory for Mr. Nick Brinks' game here that he has got coming up. He's got Carroll, Sergeant Bluff, Luton. Jeff's got Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon facing off with Bedford. Again, the winner of that game and the winner of this game will face off in the regional final. I know that we kind of talked about this earlier today. Could be a very electric game here if IKM Manning and Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon face off. But I think Fremont Mill is a very good opponent for them as well as maybe Bedford, you know, all these different combinations you get. But either way, if Xyra Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon hosts, we will be there on Monday. Or if IKM Manning hosts, we will be there, which would be back it down here. So Lana Alley hitting 521. The impressive stat, she's 56 for 56 on stolen bases this season. That is kind of what you expect out of a leadoff girl, is the ability to get around a second base and then be in position to be able to score. Alley, the center fielder, going to face the lefty, and Keegan Ashide will show bunt early here and take strike number one. Alley again going to be backed up here by Reese Goody, the second baseman, hitting 492. So she's got kind of an insurance batter behind her. The corner's pinched here with Ketchum close, about halfway down. First, this pitch on the way, going to get just to the corner, and will find it again for strike number two. Ashide now going to have no balls and two strikes for her first batter. Now you got to swing freely, as you can't try and bunt with two strikes. Makes it really difficult if you foul it off, and you'll be out. Infield going to back its way up a little bit. 0-2 pitch going to be upstairs and runs the count now. One ball and a two strikes. Ashide not pitching too bad so far, as she's thrown those two early strikes on bunt attempts. Now just got to kind of find that zone once again. Trying to pull out some of my extra pens here. Ashide's pitch going to miss the low away corner and runs the count now. Two balls and two strikes. I know that this was something that I saw in the game earlier, is Ashide got ahead in a lot of the counts there, and then once it got to be about 1-2, 2-2 here, started to fall behind. So you need to be able to get this one going early, as Ashide going to miss that one upstairs. And after leading 0-2 in the count, now sits at a full count, three balls and two strikes. And you're listening live here on 93.7 KKRL. It is IKM Manning hosting Fremont Mills here in the Class 1A Region 2 semifinal, as this one fouled up and over the Fremont Mills dugout down this first base side. We'll keep the count at three balls and two strikes here in the top of the first inning. Plenty of IKEA Manning and Fremont Mills fans here in the house tonight. Not shy of having a lot of people here in the building to watch this semifinal matchup. Again, both teams looking to vie the chance to maybe go to the state tournament coming up on Monday. 3-2 pitch here from Ashide. and it'll be there. And this one heading back towards a car in the parking lot. And we'll keep the count now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. You can see why Allie hits 521, as if anything close, she will try to put the bat on the ball. It's going to be tough to be a pitcher against a girl like Allie, who is able to foul the ball off pretty effectively. This one going to be fouled off once again. Got the umpire in the backside as it hits the cement wall that IKM Manning has got. It looks like they're going to give the umpire an extra ball here. Got three umpires tonight as we head a little shorter into the postseason. You know, you get closer to the state tournament, you get more umpires per game. 3-2 pitch here from Aishide. This one going to be shot into shallow right field. It'll be Kaylee Rasmussen putting the glove down and is able to get the catch. Her and Macy almost collide for the second game in a row. I know I talked to those two girls after the last game. They almost had a play last time where they collided on a fly ball. Kaylee able to call her off that time and gets the fly out for out number one. Brings up now Goot. The batter hitting 492 from the two slot. And the pitch on the way shows bunt. And will go through the zone, tailing off at the end for ball number one. A nice pullback there from Goot to run the count now. 1 ball, no strikes. Pitch now going to go downstairs. Showed bunt once again here. Fremont Mills may try to do what I would call kind of the strategy Newell Fonda's taken against a lot of teams here, and that's try to small ball you to death on the batter's box. They've got a lot of speed for some batters. 2-0 pitch going to go inside, and it will hit Goot on the inside of her leg. And she'll head to first, the first runner for either team. Going to head over there. Brings up now Adeline Billingsley, the pitcher. Pitcher hitting 388 on the season here. As she'll step in, right-handed hitter as a runner at first now. Fremont Mills, one out on the board. Field going to play tight. You've got Stengel and Ketchum at the corners, pinched in. Pitch on the way here, going to go right down the middle. Throw to second, going to one-hop to Ketchum. They will not get the batter in time, as Goo will be credited with the first stolen base of the game. So now an 0-1 count. With a runner in scoring position at second, and Fremont Mills knocking on the door of taking the first lead of the game. Hit through the infield here, more than likely scores Goot from second, if he can find a gap. Now no balls and one strike, one out on the board here for the Wolves. And the pitch going to be there. This one hits short. It'll be Rasmussen at second. She'll flip to first, and it'll be dropped by Ketchum. She'll scoop it now. They're not going to throw home, and the E3 will put Billingsley on. And give her a run coming across, and Fremont Mills taking the 1-0 lead. Tough play there as they kind of pinched the corners to try and prevent bunt. And they were able to score. Brings up now Lindsay Smith, the catcher hitting 364. And the pitch on the way here will look to be downstairs. Now a 1-0 count for Smith. She'll be backed up by Kinley Blackburn and Sage Mitchell. The next two due up here for the Knights. They have one out, one on, and they lead 1-0. Pitch on the way. This one, high fly ball, looks to be on the infield. It'll be Rasmussen chasing towards the circle, and she's able to get the fly out for out number two. So two outs on the board, and it's 1-0 Fremont Mills. IKM Manning fell early in the Lennox game. We're able to battle back. So I know that they've played from behind here in the postseason so far. The runner over at first, it'll be Billingsley. It'll be now Kinley Blackburn, the third baseman hitting 444 on the season. First pitch for her here going to be there, and a swing and a miss for strike number one. Fremont Mills, the one thing you notice here on the batting end of things, very aggressive early. As they are taking first pitch and swinging at it if it's close, so you do like that aggressive approach. And pitch number two on the way. This one swung on and fouled straight back. We'll run the count now. No balls and two strikes. Two outs on the board here. Again, 1-0 in favor of Fremont Mills in the top of the first inning. You're listening live here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network. Now an 0-2 count against Blackburn. Aishad looking to strike her out. Going to miss it outside. And we'll add a ball to that count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Again, the field going to play straight up here with two outs. You can get the out at second or first. Got to make sure you get out of this inning here with just the one run. 1-2 pitch on the way from Aishike. Upstairs And Blackburn will pull the bat back at the right time to be able to keep this one going here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heshed has done pretty solid so far. They've got a fly out, and then a hit by pitch, and then reaching on an error. And the pitch on the way on a 2-2. This one, high fly ball, ends up in foul territory here. Just over my head. And we'll keep the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We've got kind of this overhanging tree hanging right behind center field, right behind this backstop. So when the ball starts to hit some of those things, you'll see some leaves and stuff cracking down. 2-2 pitch going to miss outside. Runner at first going to stay. And we'll fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Wolves here on the defensive end. Down the third base side. Coach letting them know you got to run no matter what with 3-2. Heshed going to put it there. And it'll be fouled off. And we'll sail deep here into foul territory. Pushing the count now to 3 balls, 2 strikes still. If you keep throwing strikes here, Fremont's probably going to be swinging at almost everything close to keep them fouling off. So you may have to try and get creative on the pitch if you want to go for the strikeout. Otherwise, this IKM inning defense has played pretty solid so far. 3-2. And Heshed misses downstairs. Runner going to move from first to second here on the full count walk. And Blackburn will reach on the walk as well. Brings up now Sage Mitchell, the left fielder, one of two pitchers that Fremont Mills has had this season. She comes in hitting 316 now. Mitchell with two on. One at first and one at second with Billingsley and Blackburn. The Wolves starting to pinch the corners once again here with two outs. And a pitch on the way. She'll swing this one down. It's fouled off into the left-handed batter's box for strike number one. You wonder here, for a girl that hits 316, not a bad hitting percentage by any means. You wonder what coach on the left side is looking to do with two on. 0-1 count. Heshed's pitch on the way. And it looks like it'll miss just upstairs. Evening up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. It looks like Xyra Elkhorn Kimmelton Audubon up 2-0 after one inning down there. 1-1 pitch on the way. Heshed has it just outside and runs the count now 2 balls and 1 strike. Heshed's had that outside corner. Kind of keeps pushing it further and further to my right, which would be her left. And as a left-handed pitcher, you kind of see that happen sometimes. 2-1 pitch. And this one upstairs will run the count now 3 balls and 1 strike. You can't let the moment get to your head here if you're Heshed. You just got to throw strikes and trust the defense behind you. 3-1 count now, two outs on the board. Again, 1-0 Fremont Mills. They have two on with Billingsley and Blackburn. 3-1 pitch. And it's upstairs. And the base is loaded here for IKM Manning. Fremont Mills in prime position to take a big lead early. So now two outs. Base is loaded. McCarville going to come out to talk to her pitcher in Keegan Heshed to see kind of what she's going with here. Again, two outs now. Fremont Mills has Mitchell at first, Blackburn at second, and Billingsley at third. Bringing up now Carly Knuckles. Hitting 300 on the season. Could add a couple RBIs to the book here if she can put the bat on the ball. If you're IKM Manning, don't worry about throwing it home here with two outs. Closest bag will get you out of this inning. 1-0 Fremont Mills with bases loaded. Pitch on the way here from Heshed, and it's going to be there for strike number one. Nice kind of slow, almost a changeup, maybe an off-speed that time from Heshed. Knuckles kind of watched it go by. Two outs on the board here now. Probably swinging at anything close. 0-1. Heshed finds it. This one hits to the infield. Gets through to Ketchum. She'll turn and fire to first. And they're going to call her safe at first on the infield single. We'll bring in the run number two. And now it'll make it 2-0 Fremont Mills. You just now got to play good defense from this point out. You're down 2-0 early in this ballgame. You still got 7 innings to work with. Maybe Malady Fichter now. And the pitch on the way will miss the downstairs corner. They'll call it a strike. Thought for a minute there, it's hard to hear sometimes with our home plate umpire with our headsets on here. So 0-1 count now for Ashai. Pitch number two. Not going to be there. This is the upstairs corner. Moving the count out of one ball and one strike. Two outs on the board here. Now 2-0 Fremont Mills. Bases still loaded after that infield single. Knuckles adding an RBI to her season total. 1-1 pitch upstairs. And we'll run the count out. Two balls and one strike. Now if you're Coach Andy Schwery, you don't want to worry too much about this. It's just the first inning, but at the same time, you do want to give some thought to what you're going to say when you come back into this dugout. 2-1 pitch. Catches it. Makes it now two balls and two strikes. Victor hasn't swung on one yet on those two strikes. Even any of the ones that are outside hasn't really put the bat on the ball. 2-2 pitch. And it's upstairs. Will even fill up the count at three balls and two strikes here. It's important to put this one close if you're Ashai. You don't want to walk in a run. Down 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. Pitch on the way. And it's there. And Ashai going to strike her out. Going down looking will be Victor for out number three. It'll be two runs on a one hit as we head now to the bottom of the first. Will's up
the bat. Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on-trend, affordable fashion at Totally You Boutique in Manning. From juniors and women's styles to plus-size apparel and unique home decor, you'll find something for every style and every occasion. Stop in and see what's new and let Totally You Boutique help you make a lasting impression. Totally You Boutique in Manning, proudly supporting the IKM Manning Wolves. Go Wolves!
Hey, Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
From the Motor Inn broadcast booth all summer long. Fremont Mills taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. IKM Manning going to get their chance on the bats here coming up. And next they will lead off with Anna Stangle, who comes in hitting .417 with 8 RBI, 36 runs scored on this season. She'll be backed up by Carly Arp and then Cadence Ketchum. The first three due up here for the Wolves. Stangle was our Culver's player of the game in their game against Lennox, going 2-for-3, 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. You need a big game like that once again here to try and propel the Wolves into the regional final. Coming up on Monday, it'll be the winner of this Fremont Mills and IKM Manning game against the winner of Exira Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, and a Bedford. The Spartans up 2-0 over in Audubon. Pitch on the way here for Stangle, and it looks like it'll miss just inside for ball number one. Again, looking at the stats here for Billingsley, 2.16 ERA, 14 earned runs, 3 walks, 32 strikeouts. Pitch number 2 will find the zone this time. Kind of on the outside of the zone there. Makes it now 1 ball and 1 strike. Stangle the first batter up. Pitch number 2 going to be there, and she'll foul it straight down. Look to be late on that pitch. So now you got to take a stride a little bit faster or set your stride a little bit sooner to try and time this one up. Look to see maybe an off-speed now with a 1-2. Pitch on the way. Goes right up the middle. This one through the gap on second base. And Stangle going to come in over at first for the single. Leading off here for the Wolves. She'll get on. Bringing up now Carly Arp. Arp coming in hitting .296 on the season. 20 RBI, 28 runs scored. Stangle over at first now. She is 15-for-15 on stolen bases, leading the Wolves this season. Pitch on the way. Arp going to put down bunt early, and she'll pull back at the end. She'll run the count now. 1 ball, no strikes. You saw the infield start to crash on that one. See if maybe they could turn two. Arp going to show bunt again. This time gets it down. They'll end up in foul territory just behind home plate. Now 1 ball, 1 strike against Arp, who has been a standout athlete for him in four sports, volleyball, basketball, track, and now softball. Last year was in the top five of batting average in the state. 1-1 shows bunt again, pulls back at the end. Stengel going to take a jump and will remain at first. Looks like the Wolves look to be aggressive tonight. I know Coach Schweary, very successful coach, took Xyra Elker and Kimbleton Audubon to the state final against Van Meter 2 years ago. 2-1 pitch. Arp going to punt this one down, ends up in foul territory again. And maybe Ikea Manning looks to do the small ball approach tonight as well. I know they tried to do that a little bit against Lennox. Now with a 2-2 count, you expect Arp to swing freely. Stengel digging in over at first, looking to get off the bag quick. And the pitch going to be there. Arp going to take this one down the third base side. Will be caught. The throw to first, not there in time. And the fly out down the third base side will be out number one. A nice catch there from Blackburn. As she came over to the bag to get it, brings up now Cadence Ketchum, hitting .368 on the season, 24 RBI and 22 runs scored. I know she's had some big games for him here down the stretch. Setting up the inside pitch here, as it'll be strike number one for Ketchum. Now you got to look to swing at anything close here if you're Cadence. I know she struggled a little bit in the early half of that Lennox game. This pitch right going to be up the gut. They're looking at turn two. We'll get the one at second. The one hop to first going to be there in time. The splits from Fichter at first gets the double play. The 6-4-4-3 will end the inning. IKM Manning going to have to go back to the drawing board. Coming up here next part of this inning, they get one hit and leave none stranded.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Welcome back here to the Motor In broadcast. You're listening live right now to IKM Manning hosting Fremont Mills. As this hit going to be down the first base side for Malcolm, she'll lead off on the first pitch with the single. Fremont Mills really riding that momentum early as they turned a 6-4-4-3 double play to close that last inning after scoring two runs on one error and one hit. Again, 2-0 ball game now. Allie going to step up. She flew out to right field on a great catch from Kaylee Rasmussen on full count. Now has a runner at first. Infield going to play close here looking for the bunt. And first pitch going to miss downstairs. Makes count now, one ball, no strikes. Runner at first here, I expect Fremont to try and bunt. Here, Rasmussen, you got to look to cover first here. 1-0, they're going to bunt this one down into foul territory. And you see the speed that time from Allie, almost was at the first base bag by the time Ketchum had gotten the ball. So I'm not surprised that they try and bunt. Because you can almost maybe hit her on and move the runner with the bunt here. 1-1 count now, 2-0 Fremont Mills after this first inning. They went from the bottom of the order right back to the top here. As you've got the corners pinched, Stengel and Ketchum both in on the corners. 1-1, and it's going to be there. Throw to second, going to one-hop to Ketchum. Gets through the glove, and will roll towards right field. The umpire's getting to shift there. As Malcolm going to put herself in scoring position, no outs on the board. And now one ball, two strikes here against Allie. Again, last time battle back to a full count and then flew out. Like I said, a girl that hits 521, hard to be getting strikeouts against. 1-2 pitch on the way from Ashai. And it's going to be there, hit right at Rasmussen at second. It's going to hop off her glove into right field. Rasmussen going to scoop it. Kaylee's throw home, not going to be there in time, as the runner now going to advance on the error. So an E4 to get on, and then we'll move to second on the E9. Run going to come in to score on that E4. And so now you're going to have that E9 on the same play. Makes it now 3-0 Fremont Mills. Reese Goot was the first run of the game. She was hit by a pitch, stole second, came around to score on an error at first base. She'll step in now. It was just two pitches in before getting hit by a pitch. This pitch on the way, they're going to bunt it up into the air. Umpire going to get in the way of McCarville to try and get the catch there. McCarville would have maybe had a chance to get to that one. I'm not saying for sure she would have caught it, but it would have been for sure close. And now the count going to run no balls and one strike. Corner's going to pinch here, and this swing going to be up in the air once again. McCarville going to catch this one instead to get the flyout. Nice job of that time from McCarville. Looked straight up on that one. Back-to-back little bloopers in the air. And it will finally be caught by McCarville after the first one unable to get to. Makes it now one out on the board. Runner at second. Bringing up the pitcher, Billingsley. Reached on an error, came around to score on an RBI single from Knuckles. And this first pitcher going to be there. They're going to throw to third, and it'll go through the infield. It'll be Annabelle Bloom to scoop it up in left field. She'll come in to get it to Keegan Ashide. And yet again, another stolen base added to Fremont Mills as they put a runner on third. 1-0 count now for Billingsley on that pitch. Kind of a delayed steal that time from Allie. Not surprised that they tried to get her at third. If Stengel wasn't pinched on the corner with the bunt, you probably could have had a chance. 1-0, they're going to bunt this one straight down. And Ketchum going to get it, turns to first, and the runner will stay at third. So the sack bunt will put Billingsley on, and the runner will stay at third. One out on the board now. Ikea Manning could look to turn two the same way that Fremont Mills closed that last inning with the 6-4-4-3. Brings up now the catcher, Lindsey Smith. Flew out to Macy Rasmussen back in the first inning. Pitch on the way now, and it'll be strike number one as Billingsley going to move into scoring position on the stolen base. Count now reads no balls and one strike. One out on the board as well. 3-0 Fremont Mills here in the second inning. Pitch on the way here from Ashide upstairs. A nice catch from McCarville. And she'll walk the runner back down from third. McCarville does a nice job of being patient, as she will normally, you know, once she gets the ball, start to walk to Ashide instead of throwing it, because you know a girl like Allie may try and steal home. 1-1. Ashide's pitch on the way. They're going to show bunt this one up in the air. It'll be thrown to first and over. One going to come in. It'll get by Rasmussen. Another one going to come in here. And now they're going to send her to third. Throw into Ashide. She'll be safe at third as Smith gets in on the E3 and will move once again. Ikea Manning struggling in the field right now as they put a lot of errors out there. And now you're going to have one runner at third as she clears the bases on the bunt. Head coach Andy Schweary going to come out and talk to the girls, as they have three errors in this inning alone. It is now 5-0 Fremont Mills. You're really small balling them to death here as they're making this infield work for Ikea Manning. It has been a tough start to this game for the Wolves. We'll see now if maybe they can battle back, close out this inning on the right foot. Andy going to head back to the dugout here. We'll get a chat with her and some of the girls coming up in our Mackey Motors post-game show. And it looks like they'll make a change at first base. They will put Kendra Arp out at first. Coming in to play in the slot of Cadence Ketchum. I know Arp had played early in the season at that spot. And will now slot in here in this first or second inning. It's got to be ready to go again if you're Kendra. Now one out on the board, runner at third. Ishii going to be facing Blackburn, and the pitch on the way going to be swung on and missed for strike number one. Got to close this inning solid here. Looks like they're trying to get one down. When you look over at the left side with Coach Fichter. One count now for Ishii. And the pitch going to be there. This one in the infield. Ishii going to scoop, throw to first. Going to be there in time. They'll throw home, and they will not get it. And the sack will be a 1-3 putout. An RBI added to the total as well for out number two. And now it's 6-0 Fremont Mills. Brings up now Sage Mitchell. Two outs on the board. 6-0 Fremont Mills. It is going to take one big effort here for IKMA to close this game out. That one missing upstairs. Will run the count now. One ball, no strikes. Pitch number two for Ishii here. I'm texting some updates. Mr. Jeff Blankman, whose Twitter is unfortunately not working. So now 2-0 the count. Looks like St. Albert and West Monona going face-to-face here. St. Albert up on West Monona right now. 2-0 pitch on the way. This one hit through the gap. We'll get to Rasmussen and left. And will be a single for Mitchell to get on with two outs, putting another runner in with a chance to add some more runs in this inning. Brings up now Carly Knuckles, who had an RBI single. And IKM Manning just struggling defensively so far. If I count it up, they had one error in that last inning. They've had three in this inning so far. And it's been a tough, tough part of this one. And the pitch on the way. Knuckles going to hit the Stengel at third. She'll throw to first. And it'll get past an E5. This is yet again another error. Rasmussen will have to scoop in right. And the E5 will put the runner at second. And a runner at third now. IKM Manning just struggling to get this final out. If I look at it, I'll count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4 errors in this inning alone. Brings up now Melody Fichter, who struck out in the last out of the last inning. And the pitch on the way. She'll swing and miss on this one. Running the count now. No balls, one strike. Two on here. Fremont Mills could push this to an 8-0 game if Fichter is able to put this through the infield. 0-1 pitch now from Ishii. And it'll be upstairs, and a swing and a miss. We'll run the count now. No balls, two strikes. IKM Manning going to need a lot of offense throughout these next couple of innings and going to need to clean up the defensive act. 0-2 pitch. Ishii going to miss it downstairs. Nice job from Fichter to not pull the bat off and try to swing. On deck will be Abby Malcolm, who started this inning with the single. Came around to score one of four runs in this inning. 1-2 count now. Ishii brings the pitch home. And it will be just upstairs. Pushing the count even now at two balls and two strikes. IKM Manning struggling. Got to get this out here. And the 2-2 hit through the field. Goes off the glove of Arp, and it'll be a 2-RBI single as they'll throw it in to Ishii. And the runner at first is going to be tagged out as she tried to go to second. She'll still have the 2-RBI single, but will be a 3-tag out as two runs come in to score. I'll give you the full total as we get back here in the bottom.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on-trend, affordable fashion at Totally You Boutique in Manning. From juniors and women's styles to plus-size apparel and unique home decor, you'll find something for every style and every occasion. Stop in and see what's new and let Totally You Boutique help you make a lasting impression. Totally You Boutique in Manning, proudly supporting the IKM Manning Wolves. Go Wolves!
Well, in favor of Fremont Mills now, Kendra Arps going to step in here as she hits in place of Cameron Ketchum. Arp was a big home run hitter early in the season. Had a home run against Kemper. Going to be her first game in the postseason. And it's going to need to be a big one here in the middle of the order. Arp, Bloom, and Rastus in the first three due up. And you're going to need some heroic efforts as they trail 8-0. If this keeps going on, game would end after 5. And the pitch on the way here for Arp will find the zone for strike number one. Moves the count. No balls and one strike. Pitch number two on the way. This one upstairs. They'll make the count 1-1. Fremont Mills, you know, IKM Manning was playing solid before those errors. Fremont Mills just kind of gave it to him with those errors. And the pitch on the way here for Arp, she'll foul it off. Pushing the count now, 1-2. Big thing is here for Arp, just get on, get that leadoff hit to be able to put yourself on, give your team a chance to push you around. Kendra going to step back in now. She's coming in to bat for Cam Ketchum. And this pitch here going to be fouled up and into a tree down that first base side. Going to keep the count at 1-2. And the younger sister of Carly Arp. So I know those two probably very competitive with each other here, probably making each other pretty, really better. And the pitch here from Arp, it's going to be hit right at short for Malcolm. She'll scoop in the clean throw to first, going to go over. Kendra going to turn and stay at first, and the E6 will put Arp on. And your leadoff hitter will be on. Brings up now Annabelle Bloom, the left fielder, coming in hitting 299, 20 RBI and 16 runs scored, 7 out of 7 on stolen bases this season. So, dangerous base runner. I know she had a couple of hits in the gap on that last time that we were here with Lennox. So now Kendra Arp going to run at first. And the pitch on the way for Bloom. We'll go right down the middle for strike number one. Got to find a gap. Maybe through the infield, maybe just get one to the outfield on the fly in a gap. But you got to find a gap here to try and push runners. 0-1. This one going to be hit right back at the pitcher. Going to go off her glove. And both going to be safe. The infield single there for Bloom. We'll move the runners now to first and second. Bringing up now Macy Rasmussen, a girl that has been selected for our CB Sports Network All-Star Rewind team. A couple of IKM Manning girls made it. She hits 386 with 6 RBI and 14 runs scored. You've got Arp at second, and you've got Bloom at first now. They trail 8-0 here in the ballgame. Rasmussen stepping in here for her first at-bat of the night. Got to be aggressive here on these pitches to try and get girls around. And the pitch on the way going to be upstairs. Both runners going to stay. Pushing the count out of 1-0. I know that they've got Sage Mitchell ready to go whenever they need to switch or if they need to switch. So if IKM Manning starts to get on a roll, expect that. 1-0 pitch going to be there. Rasmussen short flare into the infield. They're going to get the runner at third. The throw to first not going to come in time. So the 1-5 putout will get out number one for Arp. Rasmussen going to reach on the fielder's choice. Runners now again going to be first and second. Two of your better bag runners in Rasmussen and Bloom. You get through Ashide here, you go to Hoffman and Rasmussen once again with Kaylee. Ashide going to show bunt early here, pulls back, and will take strike number one. This is a girl who's played 3 years now of varsity softball. Got to be one of your leaders heading into this game, along with these senior girls. 0-1, pulls back the bunt here, and this one going to be a high fly ball into center field. Runners look to tag, and it will tag up. The throw to third would have beaten Bloom there on the fly out in center field. Both runners going to stay. And he'll bring up now the DP, Reagan Hoffman. She comes in hitting 175 with 7 RBI. Again, IKM Manning really needs to get these runners around here as they trail 8-0. Yeah, Bloom at second and Rasmussen at first. On deck will be Kaylee Rasmussen. Pitch on the way here for Hoffman. We'll find it for strike number one. It's now an 0-1 count if you're Hoffman. Anything close, try and put the bat on the ball. of one pitch. And it'll be low and away. Both runners going to jump and will remain at their bags. 1-1 count now. Two outs on the board as well. Field playing straight up. Short and second playing a little deeper than third and first. And the outfield shifting a little bit to the left. Kaufman gonna swing and miss on this one. Makes the count now 1-2. Again, we'll talk with head coach Andy Schwerin and some of the girls coming up in the postgame. Kaufman gonna dig in here, looking to bring in a run or two. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. It's going to be there. This one hit to second. It'll be Goot with the catch and the throw to first for the out. That'll be two left on for Ikea Manning as we head now to the top of the third.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet. Delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Favor of the Fremont Mills Knights. They will face the winner of Exira Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon, and Bedford. The Spartans leading 4-0 in Audubon right now. It's 8-0 Fremont Mills here. That game will be played on Monday night. We'll have it for you as well. I know Jeff Blankman, maybe myself, will be there, depending on if Carroll wins or not, because they play Monday. Pitch for Aishad here. Going to be in the air. It'll go right over the head of Keaton's Ketchum, who started to go up. And it will be a single for Malcolm, who's now 2-for-2. The order. Brings up now the top of the order in Lana Alley. Has a fly out and reached on error, stole a base, and has a run scored. Wouldn't be surprised if they try to bunt her once again here, maybe look to end this game early. 8-0 ball game, pitch on the way here for Alley. Going to show bunt, goes down the first base side, rolls foul, and McCarville going to scoop it up, as it'll make now an 0-1 count for Alley. Look for her to do that exact same thing once again here, because she's going to beat the throw 9 times out of 10 over to first. Because you've got Kendra Arp charging from first and Stangle charging from third. So she'll beat the throw most times, because it's kind of a foot race between her and Macy Rasmussen from second. And I'm surprised they don't try and slide her maybe more over to the bag at second. But one pitch on the way. Allie going to look to put the bunt down. They're going to throw to second. Looks to be close, and will go into center field. Carly Arp there to back it up as Malcolm will reach on the stolen bag. Now you more than likely let Allie swing freely with a 1-1 count as Malcolm stole second. Would not be surprised here if you kind of just let her swing, maybe see if she can bring in a run here with her bat for a girl that hits 5-12. 1-1 pitch on the way. It's going to be there. They showed bunt. Throw to third. Going to go over the top. And now Malcolm going to take third base. Back-to-back stolen bags. And Ikea Manning now on the verge of giving up their 9th run of the game. 1-2 count this time. Pitch on the way from Aishide. It's going to be upstairs and fouled off. And it came right back where we're sitting here behind home plate. Now a 1-2 count. You're in favor of Fremont Mills. Pitch on the way here from Aishad. This one hit just over Rasmussen's outstretched glove at second. Kaylee going to throw it in from right field. And the single will bring in a run. And now it's 9-0 in favor of Fremont Mills. I know one more after the next inning would do it. As it's 10 after 4, 8 after 5. Pitch on the way here. They're going to show bunt early. Allie going to take off to second. And she'll slide in clean, adding now her 58th stolen bag of the season. They're going to set back up here with Goot, who has a hit by pitch and a fly out on a foul ball here to Laura McCarville. 1-0 pitch on the way. And they're going to show bunt. It'll be fouled off. Running the count now, 1-1. And Ikea Manning just struggling defensively so far in this game. You've had a couple of good hits in this game, but that one inning where you give up 6, it was 3 hits, 4 errors, and I may even be off by an error or 2 in that one. It may have been 5 or 6, but I gave a little credit, you know, on that one. Bunt going to be put down for Stengel, who throws to Rasmussen at first and gets the out. A nice charge that time on the sack bunt to be able to get out number 1, as Allie will move now to 3rd on that one. Looking at our scores for our area. Sergeant Bluff Luton up right now on Carroll 1-0. They'll face the winner of Helin and Storm Lake, as Bishop Helin up 3-0 on Storm Lake. So more than likely Helin, who's got a standout pitcher. One out on the board here. They're going to show bunt again, and it'll be a miss that time by Billingsley, as it'll get to the glove of McCarville for the 0-1 count. Allie standing at 3rd, waiting to get driven in. One count on deck will be Smith. Pitch on the way here. They're going to put this one foul off the bunt once again. And running the count now, no balls and 2 strikes. Oh, 2 now. One out on the board. We're going to need to do some damage here in this inning to get this one back into play. Is that one to miss just outside? Because defensively here, you've made some pretty good plays on that last one on the sack bunt. You've had a couple of nice flyouts. Just need to now get the offense rolling behind you to push this game a little bit further. Keep yourself alive. 1-2 pitch here, and we'll miss the low and away corner. Making the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. Again, 9-0 Fremont Mills. They scored 2 in the first, 6 in the second. Now they've scored 1 with 1 out, and they have a runner at 3rd to push this thing to double digits. 2-2 pitch, and it's going to be just upstairs, and we'll move the count now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now a 3-2 count, 1 out on the board as well. And the pitch on the way. This one going to be there right back at A-Shide. We'll take a weird hop and we'll get through the infield. I'm going to credit that one with an RBI single, as it's a tough play to make for either of the girls. Bringing in another run and push this thing to 10-0. And it went right by Keegan A-Shide that time. Macy and Cadence unable to get to it on the infield. And now bringing up Lindsey Smith, 1 out on the board, 10-0 Fremont Mills. This pitch outside. Makes it out 1-0. One out on the board as well. And I'll see if I've got another update here from Jeff Blankman. Riley Miller striking out 3 in a row. Makes it 4-0. Zyre Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon. That one finding the zone this time. Either way, should be a pretty good game, whether it's Ikeam Manning or Fremont Mills taking on Zyre Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon. 10-0 ball game. Pitch on the way here. This one, high fly ball deep into left field. And we'll get down at the wall. Well, one hop there. Looks like a stand-up double for sure. And it will be. A nice hit that time from Smith to get the stand-up double. Moving now runners to second and third. And makes it now 10-0. Runners at second and third with a chance to push it to maybe 12 on an through the infield. Blackburn has a sack bunt and a walk. Has an RBI in her book as well. Infield looking to pinch here. More than likely, Blackburn shows bunt early. One out on the board. We'll drop the bat to try and show bunt. Ball going to get past. Runner going to come in to score on the wild pitch, as Billingsley will come in. now. It's going to make it 11-0 Fremont Mills. Runner going to move now to third base for Smith. Now Blackburn facing a 1-0. Ikea Manning got it. We'll look if she shows bunt here to try and get the out at first. 1-0, going to drop the hands on the bat. This one going to pop up and foul. Makes it now 1-1. Again, Fremont Mills so far. I mean, if you look at the book here, a wild pitch scores one. Error. They've had a 2 RBI single as well. Just very tough game if you're IKM Manning to swallow this one. So it's gonna take a little bit to get back into it for sure. Again, 10 after 4 and 8 after 5. So you're going to need to score some runs on the offensive end. They had a couple of looks in that last inning, leaving two stranded. 2-1 pitch here for Ashai. This one going to be hit on and fouled off. Makes count now 2-2. I'm going to text our group chat here, letting Jeff know since his Twitter's not working right now. I've got a text group between me, him, and Nick Brinks kind of talking about each other's games, giving updates. 2-2 pitch here from Ashide. And this one swung on and missed will be strikeout number 2. And that'll make it out number 2. Brings up now Sage Mitchell. Mitchell so far, a single, a run scored, and a walk. Going to need to look to get the out here if you're ITM Manning and take it to first no matter what. Well, again, 11-0 Fremont Mills. Pitch on the way here. Will miss up and in. Makes now 1-0. 2 outs here for the Wolves. It's their field playing straight up now as they push back with 2 outs on the board. You don't have to bring the corners in for that bunt. 1-0 pitch on the way now for Ashai. This one fouled up and off the backstop. Makes count 1-1. Zyra Elkhorn Kimbleton ought to been up 5-0 after 4. Mitchell getting back into the box here. Ashai, you get to find your pitch. 1-1 pitch brought home. And will be just outside, pushing the count out of 2-1. We'll have a recap of this game and our Carroll game and our Xyrel Quinn-Kibbleton Audubon game coming up at sports.1380kcim.com. We'll also have our Culver's Player of the Games posted there. 2-1 pitch here for Ashai, and this one fouled straight back again. Makes count now 2-2. Through the Wolves, you want to leave this inning with some momentum, so back-to-back strikeouts could maybe push your offense a little bit in the right direction. Again, 11-0 Fremont Mills here in the top of the third. 2-2 pitch upstairs. Going to make the count now full at 3-2 after Mitchell. It'll be Knuckles, then Fichter. Malcolm led off the inning with a single, stole second, stole third, came in to score on an RBI single from Alley. 3-2 pitch. Ashai has it and gets the strikeout. IKM Manning going to trail 11-0. They've got some work to do as we head to the bottom of the third.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Welcome back here to Irwin, as we've got Fremont Mills taking on IKM Manning. And we'll keep things rolling along here in this inning as we get the Wolves and the Knights. Wolves here looking to maybe get things rolling along here in this inning. Going to need to have a good inning here. And a 1-0 count now for Rasmussen. It misses outside. Fremont setting up here with Billingsley. Rasmussen's hitting kind of that slap hitter. She'll foul this one straight down. Now a 1-1 count. On deck will be Anna Stengel and Carly Arp to lead off the first three in this inning. 1-1 pitch here for Rasmussen. Going to miss downstairs. Makes the count now 2-1. Wouldn't be surprised here if IKM Manning gets a couple on. You try and be very aggressive. It's now 2-1. Pitch on the way here for Rasmussen. To slap hit this one in. Misses. So now two balls, two strikes. Got to make some contact here. Rasmussen, very fast girl. We have a chance to beat out anything on the infield. Especially as a slap hitter, got your momentum going that way. Pitch going to be there. She'll hit this one through the infield. And a leadoff single for Rasmussen. She's going to look for two as it's going to be dropped in left field. And she'll be a leadoff single going back to the top of the order with Anna Stengel and Carly Arp. It's 11-0 Fremont Mills. The Wolves going to need some huge innings here.
Top of the order.
Looks like Carroll down 12-0. Zyra Elkhorn Kimbleton up 4-0. So none of our teams have scored besides Zyra Elkhorn Kimbleton so far. Is that one missing upstairs for Stengel? Makes her count now 1-0. And wouldn't be surprised if they switch to Sage Mitchell eventually here if things start to go back IKM Manning's way. 1-0 pitch there for Stengel. We'll find the zone. Makes it now 1-1. Stengel, very good hitter, knows what she's doing here. So if you put it close, she'll probably try to put one through. 1-1. Going to be close. This one hit at second. Going to one hop to the glove. They're going to throw to second. Get the leadoff runner. And Rasmussen is going to be hit into the 4-6 put out. Route number one. And the fielder's choice for Stengel will get her to first.
And the lead runner, one down.
Makes it now one out. Arp coming up here with Stengel at first. IKM Manning just struggling to find the gaps here when they need them. One out on the board. It'll be Arp, then Ketchum, then Arp. First pitch for Carly here. Going to swing on this one. Finds the gap. Able to get it through. Stengel going to dig in. Looks at three, and they will keep her there at first. And now another single here. IKM Manning's put the bat on the ball three times in a row now in this inning. Brings up now Cadence Ketchum. A shortstop hit to second base for the third out of the inning. She was part of that 6-4-4-3 double play. Now with one out on the board, you can put one through the infield here. You may have a chance to score one, maybe two with the speed on the bags. Pitch on the way here for Ketchum. Going to go in the zone for strike number one. She was 0-1 the last time she had that double play, so now looking at here on pitch number two. 0-1 pitch now for Ketchum. Going to be close. She's going to hit this one to the gap. They're going to throw to third, and they're going to get the out there. So the 6-5 put out now. Going to be out number two. Moving runners now to second and to first as Ketchum reaches on the fielder's choice. IKM Manning just not getting that gap hit they need when they need it. If that one gets through, you more than likely have a chance to score. Kendra Arp now stepping in. Reached on an error. Pitch on the way here for Arp as she'll swing this one down and foul. Makes it now 0-1. Two outs on the board here now. And need to try and put one through the infield. Get on the board early in this third inning. Maybe get some girls behind her to get some swings in as well. As Arp going to take this one right back up the gut. Looks like they're going to get the play at second. And the 6U will get the out. And the 6U will get Ketchum out at second for out number three. They leave two strand as we head now to the top of the fourth.
Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on-trend, affordable fashion at Totally You Boutique in Manning. From juniors and women's styles to plus-size apparel and unique home decor, you'll find something for every style and every occasion. Stop in and see what's new and let Totally You Boutique help you make a lasting impression. Totally You Boutique in Manning, proudly supporting the IKM Manning Wolves. Go Wolves!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Going here, run Wolves, and after four, we'll come into a play after this inning. So you're going to need down 11-0, get a couple of outs, go back to the offensive end and get that run. They come up with Knuckles and Fichter. Pitch on the way here for Knuckles will miss upstairs for ball number one. Again, if Fremont Mills is able to hold on, they'll more than likely play Xyre Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon, as they are leading right now. You know, I see some of the IKM Manning boys, Davis Rasmussen, Ashton Arnholtz, and Carson Lorenzen out in the outfield as that one swung on and missed. Knuckles so far reached on error and has had an RBI single. She also scored a run. One of 11 runs here for IKM Manning that they've given up. 1-1 pitch. And this one going to be there. Ends up in foul territory. Stang, we're going to backhand it down that third baseline. And we'll push the count now to 1-2. And we'll have a full recap of this game, box score, stats, normal score, audio of the entire game as well, posted to sports.1380kcim.com. Pitch on the way now, and this one upstairs will make it 2-2. Knuckles here again, a single and an error. It'll be 2-2 count, pitch on the way here from Ashide, and this one fouled off once again. Looked to have maybe caught her ankle on the way over to first. As this one going to be one of those drawn-out at-bats that pitchers do not like having, especially here in the playoffs, you get a little tired and you don't want to have these super long, drawn-out at-bats. 2-2. Ashide going to miss this one downstairs. Makes it now 3-2. Ashide going to step back in now with a full count against her. And the pitch going to be there. This one a short blooper in the air. It'll have to be McCarville as it ends up foul. Both McCarville and Arp from first and catcher unable to get to it. And we'll make the count now 3-2 still. Kendra was kind of holding on over at first. McCarville unable to get to it down this first base line. Sun's starting to set. Kind of got that glare down the third base side. 3-2 pitch here for Ashide. Going to be there, and this one fouled up once again. Makes the count 3-2 still. Again, we'll get to talk to some of these IKEA Manning girls and head coach Andy Schwery coming up in the post-game show. 3-2 pitch here. And this one going to get there. That will be strike number three. IKEA Manning going to get the leadoff out for the first time since that first inning. Brings up now Melody Fichter, who struck out and has a 2-RBI single, but was tagged out over at first. 1 out on the board now. IKM Manning could use a big inning here to go back to the offensive end. Pitch on the way. And this one just upstairs for Fichter will be a 1-0 count. And I know we're getting updates here. Looks like 5-0. Xyre Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Audubon after five, so they're getting their game rolling pretty quick here. And the pitch upstairs now for Fichter will reach the 2-0 count. Again, 11-0 right now. Pitch on the way here for Aishai. This one hit down the third base side, gets through the gap, will be scooped by Bloom in left. And Victor Reach is now on the single. It'll be her second single of the night, going 2-for-3 so far. Bringing up now Abby Malcolm, who is 2-for-2, two singles, three stolen bases, and two runs scored. After her, it'll be Lena Alley. Fremont could do a lot more damage here in this game if they're able to get this one going. As this pitch upstairs will miss. And we'll push the count now 1-0. Again, one out on the board here. IKM could try to turn two. Pitch on the way now. This one going to find it. Kind of that outside part of the zone. The pitch on the way once again. This one hit on and will come straight down to McCarville's glove. Pushing the count out of 1-2. Again, the runner at first going to be Fichter. Aishai gets set up now with the 1-2 count. And the pitch going to be just outside. Making the count now even at 2-2. Again, you're going to see if maybe Nick Brinks has got an update. 12-1 in favor of Sergeant Bluff Luton. 2-2 pitch here. And this one hit. It's going to be in the gap. It'll be a tough play for either girl to make. Is Bloom going to make a running catch from left field to get the out? Both her and Arp may have been there both at the same time. Bloom calls it off late to get the catch and the out. So now two outs on the board. It'll be Lena Alley. She's reached on an error. Blown out and has a single, an RBI, two stolen bases and two runs scored. Two outs on the board here. Pitch on the way for Aishai. They're going to send Bunt down the first base side, and Alley will quickly see that one sail foul. She's bunted on almost the first two pitches every time, at least the first two strikes. Now an 0-1 count for her. Again, probably going to bunt here. And she'll swing freely. And it gets off the glove of Rasmussen. Kaylee going to get it in right field. Guns the runner down from third. Stengel going to tag her at third for the out. It'll be a single there for Alley. But a 9-5 throwout to end the inning here will save a run. As we head now to the bottom of the fourth, they need two to keep this thing going.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Going in, they trail 11-0. It'll be Annabelle Bloom, Macy Rasmussen, and Keegan Aishine. First three due up. First pitch for Bloom now. Going to hit this one down the third base side. Scooped up clean in the throw to first. Going to get past. Bloom going to take off her second now. She'll put herself in scoring position on the E5. Reached on the E5 and took second. Brings up now Macy Rasmussen. Again, you need two in this inning to keep it going. So now Bloom is at second. That's one of the two you could possibly hit around. Rasmussen now stepping in. Reached on a fielder's choice. And the pitch on the way here. She'll swing and miss downstairs. makes it now no balls and one strike. Rasmussen's been a big bat for him this season at 386. Has six RBI. Can get some of the bigger RBI here tonight. Is that one going to sail inside? Pushing the count to one ball and one strike. Fremont looks like Billingsley's not going to slow down, so you got to be able to hit the ball. And the pitch on the way here, 1-1. Rasmussen going to take this one into the shortstop gap. It'll be fielded clean. And the throw to first, not going to be there in time. On the infield single by Rasmussen will move Bloom to third. And the Wolves have got some life. One at third, one at first. They bring up Aishide, Hoffman, Rasmussen. The next three do up. Going to need to find some gaps here if you're IKM Manning. Keegan Aishide flew out deep into center field the last time. If you do that again, you score one. So it would be huge if she can maybe get one through the infield here. And the pitch on the way. This one hit to second. It'll score one run. They're going to tag the runner in Macy Rasmussen and get the double play. It's a 4-U and 4-3 double play. And the Wolves score one. They're going to need one more to keep this one going. It's 11-1 Fremont Mills. Brings up now Reagan Hoffman. Hoffman going to foul this one off. Makes it now 0-1 with two outs on the board. A nice play that time again from Goot, who is able to tag and throw a first for the out. 11-1 here. Again, you need one run to score to keep this game going. Pitch on the way. And this one hit right at short. It'll be going through the legs that time of Malcolm. And Hoffman will reach on the E6. IKM Manning's got a little life with a runner on. It'll be Kaylee Rasmussen now. After her goes to the top of the lineup with Anna Stengel. Going to need to get a hit here if you're Kaylee Rasmussen to keep this one going. She comes in, had a single, and was a part of a getting hit into an out. 11-1 now. Pitch on the way here. She's going to hit this one down the third base side. It'll be fielded clean, and the throw to first going to be there in time. 5-3 put out. Will do it here. 11-1 in four innings. IKM Manning going to fall on that. Will do it for the Wolves tonight. They fall to 7-13 on the season. As we step away, we'll have your Mackey Motors postgame coming up next.
Here's to the few among the few. To the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence. To those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Looking for a fresh new look without breaking the budget? Discover on-trend, affordable fashion at Totally You Boutique in Manning. From juniors and women's styles to plus-size apparel and unique home decor, you'll find something for every style and every occasion. Stop in and see what's new and let Totally You Boutique help you make a lasting impression. Totally You Boutique in Manning, proudly supporting the IKM Manning Wolves. Go Wolves!
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Here's to the few among the few, to the farmers that set the bar for what's possible. Here's to the guys whose only loyalty is to excellence, to those who refuse to follow the herd. Here's to the best of the best and the Fendt tractors they choose. With the technology, efficiency, and unmatched engineering that defines what's possible, it's easy to see why the best run operations run Fendt. Come see for yourself at Robinson Implement, your Fendt dealer.
Motors of Lake City, IKEA Manning falling in this one by a score of 11-1 here in four innings. Fremont Mills will face the winner of Exira Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon, and Bedford. Exira Elkhorn, Kimmelton, Audubon up on that one right now. Looks like, again, 5-1 in the fifth inning. We're going to talk to some of the girls and head coach Andy Schwerer coming up here in our postgame show. I see Andy making her way over here in just a minute. A tough game for the Wolves here tonight. A couple of errors in that inning where it's able to give the lead to Fremont Mills, and they kind of ran away with it after that one. We'll get head coach Andy Schwerer on the mic here. We'll let her talk first before we get some of the girls over here. I'll get this kind of around the table there for you. Andy, I kind of said it here tonight, you know, the girls put the bat on the ball really well, but there was probably four or five different times you guys hit into and out with the leadoff runner tonight.
Yep.
What was the approach going to be like facing Billingsley? Was it kind of going aggressive and trying to put the bat on the ball?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at their pitching stats, they're not really strikeout pitchers, and they weren't pitchers that are going to walk a lot of people either. So that just means, you know, she's going to put pitches that you're going to be able to hit, and then she really trusts her defense around her. And we did hit some ground balls hard at them, and they made some mistakes. We just didn't, you know, do that enough, and, you know, getting down by as many runs as we did puts us in a really tough hole to get out of. And yeah, they did a good job of getting our lead runner, and a lot of those plays there wasn't really much our runners could do. It's just we hit a spot and they made a play, and, you know, kudos to them, they made more plays than we did. So that's just how it goes some nights.
And you look at the drive that these girls had. I mean, some teams, you look up there and you see 11-0 after three, they just give up. Your girls still fought. You were able to put a run on the board,
yep,
get a couple of hits in that inning as well. You know, for you as a coach, how promising is that to see that the girls aren't going to give up when the times get tough?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've been doing that all year. We're always competing at the plate. We don't really give up no matter what the score is. And, you know, we did have confidence in our bats going on into the night. I thought we'd put up more than runs than we did, but we didn't. But the girls still stayed confident at the plate. And that's something we talk about. You know, if the fielding isn't going well, you always have an opportunity at the plate. So, and sometimes you don't get balls hit you, and that's the only time you can make a difference in the game is when you're batting. So I think the girls really bought into that. And, you know, if they were up at the plate all season long, they were looking to swing and make an impact.
And Keegan had to face a lot of tough batters tonight. I know when you look at some of the top of their lineup, they had a girl with Lena Alley hitting 521 with, I think, 59 stolen bases here tonight as well. They had a lot of long at-bats as well. So what do you tell a pitcher like Keegan, you know, when they're fouling off four, five, six balls and she's got to keep pitching to these girls?
Yeah, I mean, I thought she pitched pretty well. We knew they were going to do a lot of small ball, and I thought she did a good job of taking that away from them. I mean, getting two strikes on them and then having to make them hit the ball for the most part. I mean, they still got some bunts down and executed it. But, you know, we tell her she has to trust her defense, and she was doing that. It's just our defense didn't, you know, make the plays that we needed them to. So I don't think that's on Keegan tonight. I thought our defense around her just didn't perform the way they should. I thought she did a really good job of keeping her head too. I mean, that's tough when you're putting the ball over the plate and the other people on the field aren't helping you out. That's really tough. So that's definitely something we need to keep working on. You know, it's a mentally tough sport. And I thought she grew a lot in that area as the year went on.
Well, Andy, thank you for everything tonight. I know that we will catch up with you on Monday to recap the season here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That was head coach Andy Schwerer. We'll get some of the girls over here as well to jump on the mic. Anna, tonight you did a great job at third. They tried to bunt a whole ton against you guys, but
yeah,
you guys were able to, you know, kind of sniff that out early, get to the ball, and try and make some plays at first. Did you know that that was something they were going to bring to the table?
We did. Like, this morning we worked on it, like what we were going to do against them, but we just, it seemed like we didn't even work on it this morning, so that was kind of frustrating.
And for you girls, I mean, great season nonetheless here. You look out tonight, and, you know, what did you see offensively? Because I know for you girls, you had a lot of hits on the board, just hit into a couple of tough situations.
I mean, we were seeing good things at the plate. I think everything was hittable. Like, she was not the fastest pitcher we've seen all year, so I think that was a big advantage to us, but we just couldn't find the gaps, and I think that's more of what we need to learn how to do.
And then for you as well, you know, you look back at this season and you kind of look at it here. You finished 17-13 in a tough Western Iowa conference as well. So what are some of the things that you look back and you really had fun with this season?
Well, as eighth graders, I think we won like one or two games. To say that we won 17 as seniors, like, just means a lot because we changed this program so much.
Well, Anna, I tell you what here, you've been one of the most fun girls we've gotten to cover here.
Thank you.
And I tell you what, thank you for joining us here today, and it's been fun covering you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get, I think, Carly or Laura on the mic here next. We'll get Miss Carly Arp on here. Carly, first off, you know, we've had some great memories over the years. Now 2 years I get to cover you, interviewing you at prom, doing all that fun stuff tonight. You know, for you, you had that flyout at third, and you also had a single as well, and I kind of said it with Anna. I mean, they made a lot of tough plays for you girls, but how did you keep your head up and kind of keep going when the times were getting tough?
Yeah, honestly, a lot of respect to this team. Obviously, they're very good. It's just kind of staying together as a team and being able to shake off those mistakes and kind of just keep playing through it.
And for you girls as well, you know, like you said, I mean, you had to shake through kind of that last inning as well. And you look at with Annabelle, Macy, Keegan, Reagan, and Kaylee in the bottom of the lineup, they were able to get some offense going in that last inning, and they kind of didn't give up as well. How promising is that to see when you were at the top of the lineup kind of waiting for it as well?
Yeah, that's always good to see my teammates being successful as well. And just being able to see them have success and get excited for them, that's a really special thing.
And so I got to ask you, was the prom interview the most fun that we've had together?
I think so. Honestly, how can that one be beat?
I don't know if Isaac would say the same thing.
Probably not.
Well, Carly, I tell you what, it's been fun over the last 2 years. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
We'll get Laura on the mic here as well. Laura, you've been catching for the last couple years here for IKEA Manning. Tonight, you know, I kind of talked about it with Andy. They had a lot of at-bats that were really long. You know, they've had 7, 8, 9 pitches in an at-bat. You know, how do you go about that as a catcher to maybe, you know, stay composed and kind of call the game for Keegan?
I feel like it's not like about me in those situations. My job in long at-bats like that is to keep my pitcher calm and do my best to frame it so she doesn't have to throw so many pitches and we can get the game going.
And so I got to ask you, you know, you had two young pitchers this year with Cadence and Keegan. You know, you got to catch primarily for Keegan. How is that dynamic, you know, as a senior and a sophomore, kind of as a catcher and a pitcher duo?
I really believe that to play good, you have to have a good relationship with your teammates and all that. So I really, really work to build a relationship with both of them. Keegan and Cadence will tell you that we're both pretty, pretty close. And even if I didn't catch for Keegan all the time, we always mess around in the dugout and have fun together. And, yeah.
And how fun is that, you know, when you have a team like that you can joke around in the dugout and kind of things can be lighthearted when you get in there?
It's the best. It's, you know, we're one team. It's not, it's we over me, you know. So I really, really enjoy the dynamic that we have.
Well, Laura, I tell you what, it's been fun here. Thank you for
joining us
here today as well. That'll do it for me here in Irwin. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, 11-1 loss. We'll step it over to the Xyra game. You guys can see who they will face.